following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. See store for details.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Friday before Easter. A good Friday, and hopefully it's a good one for you folks. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Jeff doing the producing, engineering, and dancing in the background here on this Friday. We're glad to have you along for the next hour on ESPN Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk a little Nebraska spring football with former Husker MVP of one of those Orange Bowls in the past, Damon Benning. And Nebraska analyst. He's going to join us here on the show. Also, coming up, we're going to talk with Steve Anderson. He is the track announcer at Fodder Park as they get ready for the weekend of racing. We'll talk with him about that. We'll look at the Masters. We'll tell you who's going into the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. And let's just start it off right there, Daddy. You have been eligible now for 5 years, and your name was not called.
Disappointment runs amok at the Davis. No, I wasn't expected to get my name called. So what do you do? What do you do? I'm sure some very deserving people, though, are going in. Not lackluster.
No, it's pretty good class. Pretty good class going in to the Nebraska Hall of Fame. And I believe as I scanned here and talked about it on this morning's sports, there was only one entrant that's going in their first year of eligibility. And that is Eric Crouch, the Heisman Trophy winner from Millard North. Eric Crouch is going into the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. The induction ceremonies used to be in September. Now they are in October, October the 7th at the Leeds Center in Lincoln. Also, Kelly Lindsay out of Millard North, who played soccer at Notre Dame, is in her first year of eligibility. And another former Husker that's going in, Clester Johnson out of Bellevue West, two-time All-State quarterback, played wide receiver for the Huskers and was pretty fast as well. He won the all-class gold medals in the hurdles at the 91 state meet and was in the state finals in wrestling. So Clester Johnson, Eric Crouch, a couple of former Huskers that are going into the Hall of Fame this fall.
Well, somebody that's very deserving of going into the Hall of Fame himself. Damon Benning joins us. He talks to the guys in Omaha all the time, and he's the MVP of the Orange Bowl. He does a lot. Damon Benning, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Don't they let you co-host anymore, Damon? What's going on, man?
No. You know, between trying to do my job for the district and raise a couple of kids, it gets tough. gets tough.
He does the Damon Benning breakdown. He's going to break down a little bit of what's going on with Nebraska football here in spring. Damon, your thoughts about Crouch going into the Hall of Fame. That just came out this morning. Don't know if you'd heard that. And Cluster Johnson, a couple of Huskers that kind of bookend your career there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think very deserving on both accounts. You know, I see Cluster a couple of times a week, it seems now, here over the last year or so. He's coaching his youngest in basketball, so we've crossed paths quite a bit. And, you know, he stays busy in the media world, too, with his Sunday night show. And heck of an athlete. You know, that time in the Metro for us between the late 80s and early 90s was extremely, extremely competitive. Didn't matter what sport you played or what team you were playing. You had to bring your hard hat and lunch pail every Friday and Saturday night because it was extremely tough. And Cluster and Tony Veland and Terrence Badgett and Andy Woolridge and Ike Chima, these guys, Calvin Jones, the Metro was a really, really, really tough place to do business.
Let's throw Strickland in there, too. Eric Crouch.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, and no disrespect to Eric either. You know, it was he was just part of a long, long line of guys that found a way to compete at a real high level.
Obviously, Eric Crouch is a no-brainer as far as, you know, what he did in high school, carried that over to college, and you know Eric pretty well too, Damon.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know, and I, just getting to that, he, you know, another guy that just kind of was real patient. You know, I think he's probably one of the more misunderstood guys that's come out of the Metro in a long, long time. I think because you know, he keeps to himself and kind of minds his own business and has become the family man that he is, and he comes across as a little bit aloof, but he couldn't be a nicer guy, a greater guy, and more deserving. People forget how dominant he was when he was in high school. You know, he was tremendous in multi sports, and not just good, but I mean dominant. He was the best at what he was doing at that particular juncture, and there aren't a lot of guys that can make that claim. And then when you couple that with what he did at Nebraska. It again, like you said, it's a no-brainer.
Damon Benning joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's talk about what's going on here in the first 3 weeks of spring ball with the Huskers, just a week and a day away from the spring game, 1 o'clock next Saturday. Coach Pelini seems to have been pleased pretty much the whole way through. Is he sugarcoating anything, or is he liking what he really sees? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's been a pretty straight shooter. You know, I've had a chance to see a couple of practices, and I think he's pretty much telling it like it is. This is one of those springs where, at least, you know, you'd think all springs practices you'd think would be about teaching and tutelage, but I think there's been extra attention to detail paid this spring. You know, with the new staff, some new pieces on the staff, their first spring together as a staff, it's a learning process for everybody. So one of the neat things that you've seen go on is some real teaching, some breaking down of concepts and schemes, and then applying technique to why you want to play those schemes. Because athletes are able to play free and play fast if they understand why they do what they do as opposed to just doing what they do. You know, you always want to go from kind of the, what I like to call the unconsciously incompetent to the subconsciously competent. And when athletes can make that jump, that's how you know you can operate at a high level. And for the first time in a long time, especially defensively, Nebraska probably has more questions than answers. And so you've seen them do their due diligence in terms of how they want to prep these guys for the fall.
Damon, going into spring ball, if you had one big question mark on offense, one big question mark on defense, what were they?
Well, I'll tell you, that's an easy question. Right now it's the offensive line. You know, they've got to find a guard, you've got to find a center, you got to find a dependable tackle, and then you got to get those guys reps. It's a scheme in which you need continuity, and guys got to play together and move together and step together. It's a deep group on paper, in terms of bodies that you can run out there. But we'll see what cream rises to the top, because I think they're going to have to zero in here relatively quickly in order to get these guys ready to go in the fall, because at least to the naked eye on paper, it looks like a deceptively tough non-conference schedule. So I don't think Nebraska can come out and afford to be feeling their way along. You know, they've got to go out to Pasadena. They get a sneaky Arkansas State team who's well-coached and brings back a lot of talent. And so I think Nebraska is going to have to find some answers in a hurry. And then when you flip over on the defensive side of the ball, that one's a little bit tougher to pinpoint because you worry about the depth up front. You think it's going to be there along that D-line with Randall and Williams and Pete and Rome and some of those guys, and you bring back a good player in Steinkuhler, but those guys haven't been healthy, and they haven't been able to get a good look at those guys along the defensive front, so that's a concern. Then you take a look at the second level with those linebackers. You've got Will Compton. You know what you're going to get with him. I think he's had an outstanding spring, maybe the most improved player on that defensive unit. But no knock against Will Compton. I think he's finally healthy. I think he feels good. I think he's thinking well. And so that's been able to manifest itself out there on the field. Now, who's going to flank him? You know, Sean Fisher returns, and much, much, much maligned. But I think Fisher is finally healthy. I take a lot of criticism up here in the Metro because I cheer for Sean Fisher. And I think he can be a very good player. I've seen him operate at a very high level. Two springs ago, he was Nebraska's best linebacker. There is no doubt about it before the leg injury. Now, I don't think fans got a chance to see the full Sean Fisher locked and loaded. So I hope he comes back, not necessarily with a vengeance, but with a little bit of a chip and an edge on his shoulder that will allow him to flourish. And then he was going to play that weak side spot. In that two-gap style defense, if you're going to play that Will linebacker spot that was played so well by Levante David, there's a lot of pressure on you. You've got to be able to cover some number two receivers, some number three receivers to that weak side, and you're the two-gap guy on the weak side. You've got to be able to stop cutback runs. You've got to be very disciplined on boots and make sure that you stay at home. So a lot of pressure on Whaley. Not a lot of depth at that linebacker spot. You're hearing names like Mike Krackemeyer and some of those guys that are making a push, but I think they've got to find some answers at that second level. And then you get to the secondary where you have a ton of bodies, but you got a new coach. And I think the coach Joseph is really starting to warm up to the players. He's no nonsense. You know, he'll pull a guy to the side and he'll teach, and then he'll teach some more, and then when he gets tired, he'll reteach again. And so guys have to understand that early on out of the gates, it's going to take some time, and they're going to want to jump right in, but he's not that type of coach. He's a technician at heart. There's a lot of bodies at corner. You got Cisse, you've got Green, Jean Baptiste, you know, Braylon Hurd has looked outstanding. You know, he's not quite the technician that some of those guys are, but he might be the best athlete of the bunch. So when you watch him play a ball in the air, you know that eventually he can get it. The technique part of it is going to come. And then the guy that I'm perhaps, for whatever the reason, I just like him. I have grown very fond of being a fan of his. I just hope that he can get it. The light switch turned on mentally, because I think physically, even though he's small in stature, he's as gifted as anybody as they have, and that's Josh Mitchell. They've got some bodies to play with at that cornerback spot, and then you've got to find a guy next to play to Stafford, and right now it looks like P.J. Smith is the heir apparent. I like Harvey Jackson, but they do have some bodies back there. We'll just see how quick those guys can get the scheme down.
Husker football analyst Damon Benning joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, full of knowledge. He hasn't even touched on who's going to replace Lance Thorell in the secondary, but I digress. Damon, let me ask the obligatory question. Is Breon Carnes coming along? Because there are still Taylor Martinez haters out there, and I don't care if they are, but if Taylor has to take a breather or something like that, maybe not play every snap this year, how is Breon and the rest of the quarterback crew coming along?
Well, I like, you know, he's made some progress, you know, but make no mistake about it. Taylor Martinez is as polarizing a figure that's ever taken snaps at Nebraska, maybe since a guy like Scott Frost, who was another winner that took snaps at Nebraska, but much maligned for whatever the reason. I do like Karn's development, but I will tell you that I think without a doubt, clearly, Taylor Martinez gives Nebraska the best chance to win. Now, that's different than you asking me, am I a huge fan of his game? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is I think Taylor Martinez gives Nebraska the best chance to win football games. I do like Karn's development. See, Karn's is a competitor, and he's one of those guys that when you watch him, technically, he might not wow you with the perfect footwork or the great arm slot delivery, but he's a player, and he's a playmaker, and he's a competitor. And so sometimes, depending on what your style and your mentality is as a coach, you have to live with some of the occasional minuses to reap the rewards of the bonuses. And so as he's learning to minimize those minus plays and those minus factors and continuing to play with athleticism, he's growing in the program. The quarterbacks as a whole, I think, are coming. I do think a guy, the best quarterback prospect that Nebraska's had probably in the last 10, 11 years, and Tommy Armstrong, is going to have a chance to bypass a red shirt, but I just don't perceive that happening. I think you have to look at some of the younger guys in the program to kind of solidify the depth at that quarterback spot.
Damon, at the running back position, backing up Burkhead, who stands out to you?
Well, it's tough, you know. And watching those guys practice, if you talk to me and you say, gosh, who just jumps out at you in terms of effort and practice intensity and who prepares like they're ready to play tomorrow, it would be Amir Abdullah. Do I think he's the next best running back? I don't. I think the next most gifted running back in that group was probably Green, but Green doesn't quite exude the workmanlike practice efforts that a guy like Abdullah does. And so I trust in the fact that Coach Brown knows his players. He knows what he's getting in those three guys. But if you ask me a guy that I think is the most talented runner of the bunch, I think it's by far and away Green. Now, if you ask me if I'm just watching practice and I've got to critique those guys, I can understand why Abdullah right now gets the nod as that guy to get the next reps after Burkhead comes out of the game.
Last minute with Damon Benning here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Damon, the spring game is the 14th, so Monday's show the 16th. We'll be getting calls and emails about how every JUCO and freshman should be starting for the Huskers because they look so great in the spring game. What should fans, because I know the coaching staff, I'd ask you, what should you take out of the spring game? Well, it's different for the fans from the coaching staff. That's just another practice and an exhibition scrimmage for the coaches. They're taking every day's worth of work. So what should the fans take out of the spring game next Saturday?
I think if you really want to get a good gauge on where Nebraska is as an offensive and defensive unit, number one, take a look at taking care of the football. Does this football team on offense value the football? I tell people all the time there's a reason that there's only one football out there. You need to value it. Can Nebraska keep the ball off the carpet and keep it away from the defense? Number two is tackling. Where is Nebraska in terms of tackling? When you two-gap as a defense, tackling is at a premium. When you're getting that eighth guy to come out of the secondary and stop the running game, and he still's got to be able to get back and cover in the half and out of the quarter, can you tackle? Because it's not a defense that necessarily gaps you out. So when you have a chance to make a play, are they going to make a play? That'll let you know how crisp they are, how comfortable you think they're playing. And then lastly, you always want to look at penalties. How disciplined are they? Because everybody has that revisionist history, and sometimes rightfully so, where they like to go back to those decades of dominance and in the 90s where we were playing at a really, really high level. But the whole key to that era was those teams were the compass. They were the gauge. It didn't matter what opponents did. We worried about what we did. It didn't have anything to do with anybody else. And if you can take care of turnovers, tackling, and penalties, you become the barometer. It just inherently happens to you as a football team, because then you force other teams to beat themselves. And you take a look at any good program over the last 5, 6, 10, 15 years in college football. It's not always about the glitz and the glamour and the flash. You take a look at Alabama, they don't jump off the paper at you. But you know what? They don't beat themselves. They tackle well, and they take care of the football. In this day and age, with parity running prevalent with 85 scholarships, those are the teams that win. Those are the teams that win. If Wisconsin is one turnover better against Oregon, we're talking about Wisconsin in a different light right now. So you got to value the football, and you got to tackle.
Damon, did you like spring football? Do players enjoy spring football?
Yeah, you know, we did. But I think for us it was a little bit different. We were so deep in terms of depth and close in terms of competition. You had to use spring as the time to make your mark. You'd go in every day, and that depth chart would be 7, 8 deep. You took a look at some of our Wills and Sams and Mikes. You know, people forget, Rucker couldn't really play at Nebraska for 3 years. John Hess couldn't play for 3 years. Jay Foreman was a spectator for 2 years. It was tough to get out there on the field. You know, we'd go 5, 6 deep at the tailback spots. And when you looked at, I'd just like to be Tommy and Brooke competing for a quarterback job every spring. So when you looked at that brief window in March and April, when you had to gear it up, guys came with the type of attitude that they were going to win a job. Fall is where you held it, because there were no talks of freshmen coming in and taking anything. It had to be given to them. You had to play in such a way where you'd allow a freshman to have the opportunity to play. And so spring with us was a deal where we treated it much, much, much like the regular season, because from a competitive standpoint, and if you're Jamel Williams and you realize that you're playing behind Ed Stewart, you better take spring ball pretty seriously, because both those players are pretty good in their own right.
Are we even close to that talent? I mean, we're not even close to that talent level, Damon.
No, you know, but it's coming. You know, you got to build depth, and with depth comes competition. I was doing something goofy in December, and I was just looking at the scholarships, where Nebraska was in scholarships and where they were scholarship heavy. And I think when you put it to paper, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, Nebraska has recruited heavily on the offensive and defensive lines. They're razor thin right now in terms of where they are in their scholarship players at the linebacking spot and at the safety spot. You blink, and in a year and a half, Nebraska will have three scholarship safeties. And so you've got to just start to recruit in such a way where you can, once you acquire depth, you play in such a way on Monday through Thursday where it spurs competition, because that's how guys get better. We were able to rep 1, 2, and 3 units at a time where you could build depth in practice, and then it would turn around and allow you to play multiple personnel in the game time, come game time. And you always have those critics that say, oh, you know, it was different. You know, Nebraska would carry 130, 140 guys, and scholarships were different back then. But I would argue that it is much easier now to get guys to prepare to play with smaller numbers than it would have been back then. If I only got to get 80 guys ready as opposed to 120, simple mathematics and rationale would tell me that there's no reason that you can't get 2 units or 2.5 units ready to play come game time.
Great, great info as always, and we always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show with former Husker MVP Damon Benning. And let us get this out of the way early, because I know we'll have you on again. I know we'll see you before then. But congratulations on the 1-0 start, beating Cougars Lincoln High Lynx on opening night this August 24th.
I appreciate that, guys.
Take care, Damon. Thanks for the time. David Benning, head coach of Omaha Northwest, also, of course, former Husker MVP, and talking. He's on Nebraska football analyst as well, probably number one.
As well as anybody. If you want to talk about the third guard, Damon Benning knows the third guard very, very closely, and what he's capable of doing, what he's not capable of doing. He can give you great stuff, and he's going to tell you what he thinks, and he lays it out there, and I think that's great stuff. And a lot of questions on the defensive side of the ball.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Maybe we'll read some of our email from the Dent Popper inbox. It's all coming up. Stay with us here because we're going to talk a little horse racing. And, in fact, I think that last email may have something to do with both. Steve Anderson is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are back after this in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth getting ready for the Easter weekend. Daddy, ham, prime rib, steaks. You got a little family coming in, maybe more than just one meal. Where do you need to go?
Why not impress a mother-in-law? Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. The ham's behind the counter, whether you want it with the bone in. We're just regular ham.
So you got like 16 people coming over. Carrie's got this big old ham. Okay, you don't. You got a little small gathering. You've only got eight people. What if you got four people?
Whack, whack, whack.
He'll do it for you.
Four. Cut to your specifications. Maybe you want to grill out and show them your new grill and what's going on with it. They'll cut the steaks to your specifications. Troutman, quality meat, all of it is aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, they're waiting for you. Plus, they've got the selection of seafood available as well. Certified Angus Beef, custom cut meat selections, plus all the beer and wine to go with it. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Ugh, enjoy your Easter from Troutman's. Back after this.
Give your car a clean slate this spring with savings from Napa. Stop into any Napa Auto Parts store this April and pick up some Seafoam motor treatment or TransTune on sale for $6.48. That's more than 30% off to stabilize your fuel, decarbon your engines, and free up your lifters and carb jet. So hurry in and make your car one mean, clean running machine. Keep it clean, guys, just like this radio spot at participating Napa Auto Parts store. Offer expires 4/30/12.
Hi, it's the Herd. Some of us were hooked on baseball the moment we put on a glove. Others, watching a game for the first time with our dad. However you came to your love of baseball, chances are, when you want seats, you do what most fans do, head to StubHub. That's because you know StubHub is hands down the easiest way to get access to the best seats. You know it, I know it. Baseball fans everywhere know it. So if you haven't yet, head to StubHub today to score your seat for the start of another amazing season.
StubHub!
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine as we head through the day today with a high of 64. Southeast winds will stay gusting to 15 to 30. Tonight, there's a chance for a few showers and storms with a low at 43. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time to take a look at the Masters leaderboard. Lee Westwood has parred every hole through the first eight and remains at 5 under par. Peter Hansen, after getting off to a rough start, has now put together a string of birdies, and he's 1 under for the day, 5 under for the round, tied for the lead.
Boom bop.
Ben Grain and Jason Duffner have went even on the front side. They're at 3 under. Through seven holes, Sergio Garcia, 3 under today, 3 under for the tournament. Rory McIlroy, 2 under today, 3 under for the tournament. Peter Lorre is even through four holes, and he is at 3 under. Jimenez, Molinari haven't teed off. They go later today. Sean O'Hare, he's going to have a good number going to the clubhouse, folks. He's 3 under playing the 18th for today. He's 2 under for the tournament. Daddy, I don't see that lead getting 6 under.
That's why I'm so surprised at the scores when you're saying all these people are under par. With the wind blowing this morning, you know, they expected even par to be a pretty good score today.
Oosthuizen struggled early. He's kind of righted the ship. He's 2 over for today, 2 under for the tournament as he plays 15. Vijay Singh and Jim Furyk, the old veterans, are holding it together even through 8. They're 2 under for the tournament. Bubba Watson has given one back. He is at 2 under. Anybody else down the board that's either moving up or down? Graham McDowell, 2 under for the day, 1 over for the tournament. He's on 15. Stallings had an early birdie today, but now he's really dropped a few strokes. 3 over for the day, 1 over for the tournament. Phil Mickelson was 1 under on the day at last check. Fredrik Jacobsen doing okay. The amateur, Patrick Cantlay, 4 over through 12, 3 over for the tournament. Just a few of the guys. There's a 5 over for Chapel as he has got 3 holes left to play today. And so those are a few of the guys. Yoi Ishikawa is going to miss the cut today as well. So a lot to go, Tiger Woods, in the next to last group at 12:42 today.
Yeah, a lot of people hoping that 10-shot rule, if you can stay around 5 under, a lot of people will be around for the weekend.
Yeah, a lot. It'll make it very busy, too. Instead of just 44, you get 60, 70 guys making the cut for the weekend. Folks, don't forget Big Daddy's Deli, one of our many fine sponsors of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge this past 3 weeks. And congratulations, the prizes are being put together and getting ready to be sent out. Big Daddy's Deli is located in Hastings at 801 West 2nd or 610 East South, and in Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd. I love the 48, had that last Sunday. It was very good. The 33, very good. Got some turkey in it. It's going to be very good. How many sandwiches, Daddy?
Well, I think a bazillion 312 now.
Have you tried the half pounder up there now?
I have not.
That's the new 51. That's right up your alley, brother.
I'm a 21 guy, I believe. Yes, and that's got the smoked turkey, roast pork. Excellent.
Yeah, 30, 33, the pastrami and turkey, or 48, you get the super combo, which the owner, Mike, loves. Salami, turkey, bacon, can't go wrong. If you're doing something quick, and of course, with the Lenten season, they've got two salad variety of sandwiches that they can make for you as well on this Good Friday up at Big Daddy's Deli. 888-455-ESPN if you want to join the show today, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, your thoughts on what Damon Benning had to say about Nebraska football, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Because I know you weren't up in time this morning, Daddy, Drake Baronic has accepted a position as assistant basketball coach at Doan under new head coach Jim Weeks.
Okay. Interesting move. Obviously being assistant and being a
grad assistant at Hastings College. Right. Now they'll actually give him a little bit of money and emphasis on little. A lot of high schools activity yesterday because everybody's out today for the Easter weekend, and Kearney High won their own golf invitational yesterday at Meadowlark Hills by 7 shots over Lincoln Southwest. Chet Wallace, medalist, a 2 over par 73 to win it by 4 shots. And Hastings St. Cecilia won the Roy Horner invite at the Friend Country Club yesterday. Mike Hannon was the individual champion with a 69 at Kearney. Hastings shot a 350 yesterday, which put them in 8th. Grand Island was in 9th, another 3 shots back. The Big Ord invite yesterday. Some tough conditions, obviously, at Ord CC. Was won by a Roy.
Par is what at Ord?
Par is a lot at Ord.
34.
66. 298 yesterday for Aurora to win it by 19 shots over O'Neill. Did you ever play the OCC, Jeffrey?
The Country
and
Club?
By the OCC, I mean the Ord Country Club, not the
O'Neill. Oh, no.
Okay. O'Neill was second, Kearney Catholic third, followed by Valentine, St. Paul, Northwest, Ord, Centura, and Ainsworth in this 14-team field. Kyle Simmons of Grand Island Central Catholic actually is your medalist with a 71, 1 shot clear of Colin Petrie of Kearney Catholic, Luke Gross-Nicholas of Aurora, and Cody Belzer of O'Neill. Tyler Dowling of Kearney Catholic finished in 5th. And track yesterday, Kearney High invite. The boys win 206, Lincoln Southwest 88. Hastings was 3rd on the girls' side. Lincoln Southwest wins it by 14 points over Kearney, and Hastings finishes in 6th. At the Grand Island invite, the Islander boys win it. followed by Lincoln Northeast. Lincoln Southeast wins the girls, followed by Northeast. Grand Island was fourth. The Aurora Invite, York your winner, followed by Northwest and Seward. For the girls, Lexington your winner, followed by Northwest and Seward. Soccer, Grand Island getting into the Heartland Conference semifinals. It's a good conference. They'll take on number 5 Lincoln East in the semis. Grand Island beat Lincoln Northeast yesterday, 11-1. So there you go there. The GNAT gets underway today. Opening round matches in Norfolk today. Semifinals and finals tomorrow. For the girls, Kearney plays Hastings at 2. Lexington Columbus will play at 2. And for the boys, it will be Lexington and North Platte at 4. 8 o'clock games. Hastings plays Scotts Bluff. Kearney, the top seed, will play Gehring.
Little kids wrestling at the fairgrounds. A lot of young...
Nearly 1,600 is what they're expecting for the 12th annual Midwest Classic going on today and tomorrow. If you get a chance, it's also a huge fundraiser for UNK's National Championship Wrestling Program. But kids from all ages out there got underway at 9 today, same time tomorrow, out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. That's what's going on. So if you're a wrestling fan, go on and check that out. Horse racing fans, we're getting ready to go to Fauner Park, and some good news yesterday for horse racing fans and for the horse racing industry. Nebraska lawmakers approved the bill that would allow machine bets on old horse races, which supporters cast as a job-saving measure. Now, Governor Heineman has to sign that bill. We'll get thoughts from Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, and a whole lot more when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike, and you know something? My buddy Golic here knows a thing or two about protection. It's what kept him from getting to the quarterback so many times in his career.
Yeah, that's funny, Greeny. But when it comes to electronic security, protection is no laughing matter. That's why Protection One, the nation's second largest security company, takes your security personally. Whether you need security for your home, your business, or for thousands of locations across the country, Protection One prides itself in providing truly personal service to all its customers.
Right, like same-day service, on-time installations, and knowledgeable professional employees.
And when you have a question, call them up and get a real person on the phone.
Right, you don't get that with the other guys.
That's right. For intrusion, fire, video, and access control security, you should call Protection One today at 866-766-1881.
And if you're unsatisfied with your current security provider, you should switch to Protection One. To get a free consultation and a lower rate, call 866-766-1881 or visit ProtectionOne.com. That's 866-766-1881.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine as we head through the day today with a high of 64. Southeast winds will stay gusting to 15 to 30. Tonight, there's a chance for a few showers and storms with a low at 43. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 55.
Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tim on the road says, thanks for the Masters update. Folks, don't forget, we've got Masters coverage all weekend long. 1 o'clock go time every day, live Masters coverage here on ESPN Radio. And then tomorrow night, we have got the Frozen Four. Ferris State got it done. We had Simone Denis on earlier this week. 6 former members of the Tri-City Storm are on this Ferris State team that goes for a national championship tomorrow night here on ESPN. And they're going to have their hands full. Boston College just absolutely demolished Minnesota last night, 6-1. But, hey, whatever. Ferris State is playing in their first Frozen Four, now their first national championship. Not only is Simone Denis on the team, Jason Binkley, Brett Weissopel, TJ Schleter, Dominic Panetta, and Justin DiMartino. Also, the Tri-City Storm tries to wrap up a playoff spot this weekend. Tonight, they will be at Lincoln. A win over Lincoln and a Des Moines loss. They're in the playoffs officially. And they're back home for their final regular season home game tomorrow against Sioux City. Both games at 7:05. All Storm Hockey can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9. And the Nebraska Danger just couldn't get it done. Lost last night at Everett, Washington, 52-35. The Danger will be back home next Saturday to take on the Wichita Wild at the Heartland Events Center, right across from
Fawner Park. And we're joined by track announcer Fawner Park, Steve Anderson. Steve-O, how are you?
Hey, booga booga, guys. It's been a long time or so, it seems. How are you?
Well, since you co-hosted the show, there's been a ban on you coming back in, outshining the big fella. How's things in GI?
Things are terrific over here. You know, I got to work this in real quick before you start drilling me, because I caught your opening to the show today, and I don't know who writes your material, Doug, but if I got this right, your blood smells like cologne. And Daddy never speaks of things that taste like chicken. This is priceless stuff.
Well, we try. We try. And I can't wait till we get closer to the Bosselman and to the Kentucky Derby to hear the great calls from not only you, but from Big Daddy. And you know what? A great article today in The Independent about making race calls for Steve Anderson. If you didn't get a chance, there was a horse called Yellow Chub Marine, which he did not sing, gratefully, this last week. So check out the article, Steve Anderson, every week in The Independent. Before we get to the racing, though, some good news. Yesterday, lawmakers have moved the bill on to Governor Heineman, which will allow machine bets on old horse races at licensed Nebraska racetracks. Again, for not everybody still has a grasp of this, but there have to be some good vibes over there. Steve, is the governor going to pass this, and what will it mean for Fawner?
I don't think anybody has a clue what the governor's going to do. He's got 5 days now to either sign off or veto LB 806. You know, the industry, Thoroughbred Horse Racing, has been in this situation before, and it was vetoed when a slot measure somehow, some way, slipped through the state legislature. I think everyone here involved with horse racing is guardedly optimistic at this point. It certainly was encouraging that the three times that this bill was read and passed, all by the same score, 26-18, with five abstentions, that things are tilting in the right direction. But the opposition is so fierce out there. And when you have the Osbournes and the Ricketts of Omaha, and I've even heard that Warren Buffett is kind of tilting towards in the other direction, that the political pressure on the governor has got to be really intense. But if this thing does get signed off, and it certainly should, because it falls within the definition of pari-mutuel racing. These machines are not slot machines, guys. They're a game of skill, believe it or not. And you don't play against the house like you would at a casino. The tracks would just be the broker and take 10% off the top as a handling fee, so to speak, with the other monies being commingled with these machines that are already in place in Arkansas and also Kentucky. So the pools are going to be nice in comparison to, you know, what we're used to for live horse racing. Payoffs should be excellent. And the odds of winning are so much more greater than the lottery or pickle cards or Keno that it just seems like it's a no-brainer. But I can't even hazard a guess as to what the governor's thinking. I don't think anybody out there has any idea at this point in time.
Steve, one of the reasons this time of year that in the past we've said that, well, the numbers are down a little bit, has been the weather has been a major factor. Well, this spring, the weather has been a major factor the other direction. It has been beautiful for horse racing, and the people continue to show up.
It has defied all the logic and all the theories that I've lived by over the years, that bad weather was a catalyst in making Fawner such a successful run operation over the course of the last 60 years. But, Tony, and you know, you're going to accuse me of taking the company line here, but up until last weekend, in which we finally took a little bit of a dip in terms of attendance and handle on the local live racing, we've started out the first 5 weeks where we normally end up. And by that, I mean our schedule has always been put together building to a crescendo, with the second to the last weekend being Bossaman Day. The last weekend ends on Kentucky Derby Day. Those have always been the pinnacle of the best weekends that Fauner Park has to offer. Well, this year, it started out at those levels and maintained itself for the first 5 weekends, believe it or not. And I know you guys have slipped over here a time or two. Saturdays have absolutely been phenomenal. Now, and the weather, what can you say about the weather? It's just incredible. What has happened, I think, guys, and it's a natural evolution of things that's going on out at Fauner Park, with the advent of the event center, coupled with all those big, huge, beautiful buildings built for the Nebraska State Fair, which Fauner has access to 10 months out of the year. It has created unbelievable traffic in that part of town. In fact, the parking lots on Saturday, I've come to the track by 9 o'clock in the morning, and those lots are already full with activities going on over the event center. Consequently, because of all that traffic generated by other things going on within the complex and the venue of Fauner Park, it's created curiosity seekers that have never, ever attended a live thoroughbred horse race. And over the course of the day, it's just a natural that people of all ages are filtering into the racetrack. And a percentage of those people are going to get caught up in the mayhem and the ceremony, so to speak, and are going to become race fans. And I think that this just continues to build, and things which have been on the upward climb now for 3 years at Fauner Park will continue to just grow by leaps and bounds.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Racing today and tomorrow. They are silent on Easter Sunday, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every other weekend. And two big stakes races tomorrow. You've got the Runza and the Dow to break those down, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what, the price of admission's always been right because it's free to the grandstand, but I'd even pay to come out and watch the two stake races tomorrow. The only negative thing I can throw at you guys is that a horse by the name of Box Homebrew out of Larry Starosik's barn did not go in the Dowd Mile. Otherwise, the cast of characters going postward in there, and that's a $20,000 stake race, and it is a preliminary to the Bossaman that comes up here at the end of the month, is still loaded with some really good horse flesh. Milk Gady sends Song of Humor out. He still has the highest buyer speed rating figure over the last two seasons at Fauner Park. He got gunned down in the final stride about a month ago by one of the all-time favorite horses, one of my favorites anyway, the Nuts. And these two come back to square off against each other in the Dowd Mile. And so, you know, the track bias right now is really unbelievable. Last weekend, guys, you could hardly win on the front end. And you've seen enough races over the course of time at Fauner Park that you live and die, not only here, but on the state circuit with these 5-8 mile ovals, by having to mix it up, being close to the pace or being in front. Last weekend, things totally turned around, and I look for that to continue this week. We had a couple of overnight and all-day-long soakers, as I call them, the rain that has probably softened up this track even more. So when I look at the talents of a horse like Song of Humor, who has only one running style at any distance, he likes to go right to the front and just wheel and make every stride a winning one. And whether he can hang on, he couldn't hang on going 6 furlongs a month ago when the track was more speed favoring. But yet he may be the only horse out in front and may be out in front by a bunch. I still don't know if he can hang on against the likes of the Nuts. And the Nuts is getting up there in age. He's 8 years old now. Can he win 2 races in a row? I don't know. But he's a crowd favorite. He's owned by a local guy here. He and his wife have a popular bar down on South Locust Street, so just that matchup alone is certainly going to make an interesting day. not taking a back seat, though, to the Dowd Mile is the Philly side of things, the runs of stakes. And again, we've got some really nice horses going to the post in there. A horse they shipped up here a couple of weeks ago who jumped into the, I think it was the Baxter Stakes. It was a six furlong affair, and then was disqualified, could not run in the race because this horse didn't have enough earnings. Her name's called PJ's Affair. So she comes back the next day against allowance competition and ran one-fifth of a second faster than Spice Squirrel that won that stake race the day before. So now this horse gets in against Spice Squirrel and Sookie's Cookies. This is an entry that represents the Shady Bed Thoroughbred Farms. It's located just about a mile straight east of the racetrack. So we've got some solid competitors, not only in the Dowd Mile, but in that runs of stake tomorrow afternoon. And I have not handicapped either race, but I think it'll probably boil down to the horses that I've already mentioned in those two affairs.
Nonetheless, to win two races in a row would certainly take some nuts. So, nonetheless, Steve Anderson, wow. Fauner Park and track announcer.
Mine was better. Mine was better. Good Lord. Steve-O, every week, I think from here on out, we're going to have a chance to get you on and talk about great racing that's going on at Fauner Park. Again, remind the folks, post times today and tomorrow.
Today we go at 3 o'clock, guys, with 10 races on the card. I'm going to give you an early double because it should be pricey. I like the 3 horse in the first race. He's 8-1 on the morning line, coupled to the 7 horse in the second race, 10-1 on the morning line. 1:30 starting time tomorrow. And Tony, all I pray for is that the nuts goes to the post, because I will never, ever again tell the crowd, on the advice of the track veterinarian, scratch the nuts.
Steve-O, it is great to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show all the time. Enjoy this weekend. Have a happy Easter. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I will, guys. May the horse be with you. And as always, we can't wait to see you at the races.
That's Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fauner Park. You hear his updates every race day as well, right here on our network of stations and ESPN Radio. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Check them out. Great fish sandwich today at Burger King. 2 locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and the huge indoor playground for the kids near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Just make sure you take them with you when you leave. It is BK. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Registration is now open for Indian Head's Green Jacket Tournament, which begins this Saturday. Gather 3 of your friends, and you will compete in 1 of 3 divisions. Before you tee off, you will draw a name of a pro golfer. That pro's Saturday score combined with your round score will determine your final score. The cost is $45. Register today by calling 308-381-GOLF or online at IndianHeadGolf.com.
There's so much here for everyone.
Hey, it's Golic. Spring is here, which means it's time to get out there and bring your lawn back to life. Now at Lowe's, with the purchase of a new John Deere 100 Series tractor, get a John Deere poly dump cart or John Deere poly spreader for free. That's $199 value, plus buy a Scott Snap spreader and get any Snap Pack replacement cartridge for free. Come into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through April 9th. See store or Lowe's.com for complete details.
When you're swinging a baseball bat, the more you hit, the better. When you're driving a car, not so much. That's why Monroe urges everyone to replace their worn shocks at 50,000 miles. Worn shocks not only affect ride comfort, they may affect your car's ability to stop. And when you buy qualifying combinations of Monroe or Rancho products between March 1st and April 30th, you get up to $100 back by mail-in rebate. It's the extra savings you need and the extra safety you need more. Restrictions apply. Actual mileage may vary. Promotional details available at Monroe.com.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine as we head through the day today with a high of 64. Southeast winds will stay gusting to 15 to 30. Tonight, there's a chance for a few showers and storms with a low at 43. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 55.
Back at Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Folks, don't forget, Midway has taken hassle-free another step by eliminating the stress of having to call in and set up an appointment for your next oil change or tire rotation. You can simply drive into either of their service bays, and their new Express Lane service advisor will be happy to assist you. They'll do it in a timely manner. You can be out of there as quick as 30 minutes. You don't even have to worry about that appointment at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check out their line of new and used vehicles, and the price is right there for you. So it's just like you walk into the grocery store, carton of milk is, well, too expensive. You walk over to Midway or drive into Midway, it's not too expensive. It's right there. It's the best deal you can possibly get. ThinkMidway.com. Open this weekend for your convenience. Check it all out. Hassle-free advantage is at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Let me get this out of the way. As we said in making our Major League Baseball predictions yesterday, I'm now fairly, even more certain that the Chicago Cubs will never be in sole possession of first place in the National League Central. They just come out on opening day and do what the Cubs do.
You got Ryan Dempster on the mound. Has a great outing. Nothing short of spectacular opening day. Then they bring in Hall of Famer Kerry Woods.
Jesus. Yeah, Dempster's arm's just so damn tired after throwing that two-hitter on opening day. I know he's on a pitch count. Well, what was the pitch count? 12? We better take him out.
Implosion.
Overmanaged on opening day again.
Good news is, your boys of summer, your town, your team, your Kansas City Royals get started tonight.
The All-Star Game.
Bruce Chinn on the mound. It's go time. Royals, if you can't go 162-0 if you don't win today.
And, folks, don't forget you can hear Royals baseball on the breeze, 94.5 FM, and it all starts tonight against the team that I picked to win the World Series. So there's a good chance that the Royals will get off to a great start tonight against the Los Angeles Angels. And the first pitch is at 9:05. Pre-game tonight is at 8:30 on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Catch Royals baseball all year long on the breeze.
Douglas, you mentioned in real short, the most awkward Easter of all Easters got to be at the Petrino household, doesn't it?
Bobby Petrino. I don't know. How can the university suspend him for his personal life?
Because there's a clause in his contract that said, yes.
Okay, I did not see that. I mean, he's married with four kids, but when he wrecked his bike, I don't even want to know. A 25-year-old female employee was on the bike with him.
It's fun age when you're 51.
Yikes.
Very, very fun.
So he, wow. By the way, we didn't tell you all of who got into the High School Hall of Fame. Eric Crouch is in. Paul Amon from Lincoln High in 34. Jason Glock from Wahoo, 1991.
Good.
Of course, his brother Troy is over at Northwest. Cluster Johnson from Bellevue West. Ginger Keller. Ginger Keller marks out of Gibbon. She's going in. Kelly Lindsay of Millard North. Dennis Louis of Clearwater. Kevin Penner out of Aurora. Joe Salerno of Omaha Central. And then the Spickelmeyer sisters, Debbie and Donna out of Hayes Center, are going in. And Laverne Torzon from Platte Center, All-State and six-man. Plus many other things. He is going in as well.
A lot, we'll effort people and get them on the radio show to congratulate them. That's a great honor.
Steve Morgan, volleyball coach at Ogallala. Rich Olson is going in. Was a longtime coach at Millard South and Lincoln Northeast, and I think he's got the job at Lincoln Lutheran now. Edward Scotty Orcutt out of Omaha Benson and Dell Schoenfisch from Cambridge, plus Dale Snook, University High. Which, of course, is no longer around. Contributors, Fred Egley of Norfolk, Dave Van Meter of Omaha, official Joel Silverman of Lincoln. Great moments in high school sports. The 1936 Grand Island football team, unbeaten, untied, unscored upon, and Donovan Trouble's Danielle Lemick winning her fourth straight state golf championship this past fall. The Makavica family, the family of the year, Fisher family of the year.
Hey, cool. Good for them.
UNK baseball, softball, Hastings College baseball, softball, Husker baseball. It's a busy weekend, and that is it, folks. We wish you the happiest of Easters. And as we get out of here, one last check of the leaderboard at the Masters. Live coverage begins at 1 o'clock. Lee Westwood has parred the first 10 holes. He's at 5-under with Peter Hansen. Ben Crane and Sergio Garcia and Rory McIlroy are all at 4-under. Louis Oosthuizen, Jason Duffner, Fred Couples all at 3-under. Couples 3-under on the front, folks. Look out. Lori and Jimenez yet to tee off. Lori is at 3-under. Jimenez has yet to tee off. Ian Poulter 2-under today. There you go. Some of the guys towards the top of the leaderboard at last check. Mickelson was 1-under on his round. Fredrik Jakobsen 3-under on his round. Tiger Woods has yet to tee off. We want to thank Damon Benning for breaking down Nebraska spring football. Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fauner Park. We expect to be joined by new Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles next week among our many guests. Happy Easter, Daddy.
Happy Easter to everyone out there. Hope you have a great, great weekend. Get to see the family, spend some time with them. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.